Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
It's time now for Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles.
You're going to move. Start packing. Put this stuff away.
Listen as Anita and her guests give us all the inside information on how to make your property sell fast and at the best price.
First is landscaping. Clean up your yard. Get some color in that front yard, and it will have your home stand out on your block.
Buy at the best price. Get the best mortgage and all things real estate.
You get one chance. The house has to be stellar, and then when they come in person, it's got to smell good.
And now, here's Anita Hiles.
Welcome to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executives Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And good afternoon, everybody. We are so glad to be here. And how about you, MJ?
I'm glad to be anywhere, but I'm glad to be especially here because I know you're going to have some real estate information that's dynamite.
I do. It's so good to see you, AJ. And
good seeing you.
I can't believe that. Of course, as soon as I got here, it just started pouring out there.
You got here at just the right time,
I'd say.
It's been flash and dash today, I guess. Splash and dash.
Splash and dash it is. And we have Ryan Proffitt with two F's and two T's from Future Home Loans.
Future's bright.
The future is bright with Ryan Proffitt. So tell us, what is new with, everybody's going, oh my God, are the rates going up? Are they going down? Are they staying in between? So what's the rumor?
I think they're going to stay in between, to be honest with you. There's been some good news to come out here recently. There's always an overreaction whenever there's a change in office, and that's kind of what we had in the market. But things are starting to stabilize. I mean, we were at an all-time low back in, if you look in November, so we all know what follows an all-time low. Right? It has to go only one way or the other. So we knew they were going to come up eventually. We just, no one ever tells you when. So it's kind of hard to plan for, but we're moving into purchase season now. The weather's starting to get warm outside, so business has been going well.
It has. And it has definitely been interesting. It's an interesting market. We had last year, and we still are dealing with COVID, but, we were so worried about it last year, wondering what is it going to do to our business. And, we were considered essential. And it was quite interesting that we did okay. Business-wise, we were doing well. And you guys were killing it because people staying at home were going, it's a good time to refinance and get that lower rate. So you guys were busy not only with us, but also with refis. Correct.
Yeah, it was kind of interesting. You never know what to expect. The first couple of weeks when, a year ago this time, everybody was kind of starting to panic and you didn't really know what was going to happen. And then we kind of worked through it and you kind of realized that, hey, interest rates are dropping, which is a good thing for home buyers. Everybody started working from home. So, when you're working from home, you're really not working from home.
Right.
So people have more time to actually open their mail and say, oh, I didn't know my rate was this high. Let me call a refi. So people were doing a lot of work from home on getting a lower payment and a lower rate, which worked out good for us. And it just kind of started in March. And next thing you know, you looked up and you're like, Happy New Year. And it's like, wow, where did the year go? Because it was rates were so low. So many people were taking advantage of it.
It really was. And so it was definitely, it's been a busy year and a half for you guys in the lending business for sure.
Yeah. So it's starting to heat up now, like you said, for the purchase market too. So
spring is here, and if for some reason, people love springtime, and especially here in Florida. So we do get a lot of people. I can honestly say that most of my clients right now are all from out of state. And so we're going to be definitely busy. We have been busy. But as most of you have heard, because it's on the news, it's everywhere about how crazy the real estate market is. And we're lucky, we live in a place where people do want to come to. And being the fact that interest rate is low, people can buy more of a home. So they qualify for more of a home. Since the interest rate is low, it's a perfect time to buy. It's a perfect time to list. And so we're excited. I could tell you that with how crazy the market is, we still need listings. I mean, we are still extremely short on listings.
Yeah, I saw something the other day. The average offer, and this was data probably before most of the data even hits the system because the house is already sold, that, you know, there's four offers on every home that goes out, which that's the average. So you got to imagine that's probably double here in Northeast Florida, because we were the hidden gem, but I feel like we're kind of been realized that this is a beautiful place to move to. The housing is affordable, the rates are low, we got the sunshine, we got the beaches, so everybody's moving here, and you can definitely tell our market is kind of like a little special niche market of what's going on right now.
You know, I had somebody ask me yesterday, where is everybody working?
Yeah, from home.
We have all these people coming here, but what type of jobs are they getting?
Yeah.
You know, and that is, you know, interesting. And I guess you guys see more of that than we do as far as, you know, what exactly people do for a living and, you know, as far as their qualifications. And so...
But they're not really moving here for work. They're getting permission from their employer that they can work from wherever. So they're still working at their job.
Yeah, and I think that's what they were trying to figure out. Are people moving here, and yet they're still working like in California, but they live here now? And I think a lot of people are doing that. They're able to.
The purchases I got coming up, the guy works in California. He said he's done. The one guy works in New York. He said he's done. The other guy works in Illinois. He says he's done. They all got permission, and they don't know if they're ever going to go back to work or if they're ever going to open up again. So the employers are like, you're a great employee. I want you to keep working for me. You can go work from wherever you want, whatever makes you happy. So here they are.
Now, I wish I had that kind of job.
Yeah.
Well, I kind of do, but, you know, I still got to show
property. You can work from wherever.
Yeah. As managing the office, I could. But as far as, you know, selling property, let's see. I am looking up right now to see how many single family homes we have. We need like a drum roll here because it is going to be really low. Yep, 1,557. That's all we have.
Ooh.
And we normally, a normal market, people, is 9,000 to 10,000 homes on the market. So 1,500, yeah, you're looking at multiple offers right now. So, if you even have a halfway decent house with some curb appeal, it's going to be gone in hours. And it's got to smell good. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And so we're going to talk about spring cleaning, and we're going to talk about the purchase agreement, how to get your offer accepted in a crazy, crazy, crazy market. And because right now you can be in line, and, you know, it's really harder for those first time buyers, you know, people that need closing costs back from the seller. It's really tough for them. FHA buyers.
Those are the ones. I mean, if you got, you know, multiple offers, you know, they said the average, like I said, gets four. So you figure you lay out four, probably one of them's conventional. One of them might be VA, which people don't understand VA loans. Right. One of them might be an FHA first time home buyer, which is a little down payment. So people are leery. So it really takes an experienced real estate agent. So if you don't have an experienced real estate agent like Anita in this market, then your offer's probably not even getting to the table, to be honest with you. They're probably looking at it and they're saying, I don't know what that is, and I'm not even going to look at it.
Right. And it's definitely happening. I saw where they have people posting on Facebook, you know, that, you know, they've got an accepted offer after reviewing, you know, 20, 30 offers on the property.
Hundreds. I mean, they throw them up, they get 10, highest and best. Everything seems like it's like highest. Every time I see something posted, it's highest and best by noon or highest and best by midnight.
Yeah.
It's like, it's going through the roof.
Just recently, I just saw in the last couple of days, somebody posted they got $20,000 over the asking price.
Yeah.
People are waiving that appraisal contingency.
People are getting
desperate. And paying cash just to get in a home.
Yeah.
Overage.
They're waiving the financing contingency, saying, you know, if I don't get approved, then I'll lose my upfront deposit because that's how bad I want the house. They're waiving the appraisal contingency, saying that I'm okay overpaying for the home because I know there's no inventory. And if it comes in different, then I'm okay paying the difference. Like it's an aggressive market.
Well, we have a lot more for you when we come back. We're here with Ryan Proffitt with Future Home Loans, and we're going to talk about the purchase agreement. How do you get that offer accepted? Give us a call at 904-831-0600.
I'm
I'm Betty Layton, an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent with Realty Executives Oceanside Jacksonville. The home buying process should be fun and exciting. Thinking about buying? I'll walk you through step-by-step for a successful, stress-free purchase. Thinking about selling? I'll provide you a comparable market analysis and guide you on how to prepare your home for sale. You can call me at 904-838-8743 or visit my website at bettylayton.net. Again, that's 904-838-8743. Let's do this together.
Need an honest guide through the real estate financing maze? Whether purchasing or refinancing, go with a licensed mortgage professional with your best interest in mind. Hi, I'm Carl Parnell with Homeowners Financial Group. To get in touch with me, visit my website at carlparnell.com. That's spelled CARLPARNELL.com. NMLS number 221959. Homeowners Financial Group USA, LLC. NMLS number 93718. MLD 1602. An equal housing lender.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now 268-8211 or visit us online at gohomepro.com.
Hey, this is Chad Murphy with First Florida Financial, NMLS 392021. First Florida Financial offers a variety of loan programs to meet your needs to get you into your next home. With over 20 years' experience, I make the process of securing a mortgage as simple and straightforward as possible by offering you the latest in financial tools to help enable you in making a sound financial choice. If you're looking for your next home, give me a call. Chad Murphy at 904-566-8825. That's 904-566-8825.
Congratulations! You've worked very hard to get to this point in your career. You're setting goals, growing your network, and building your business. You're an entrepreneur. At Realty Executives, we're proud of our unique culture that is over 50 plus years in the making. Premium brand, productive agents, flexible income models, and our brand continues to develop and strengthen as the real estate industry evolves. Are you or your team looking to make a move? Join Realty Executives today. Experience the power of the brand. RealtyExecutives.com.
This is Ryan Profit with Future Home Loans, NMLS 22464. If you are shopping for a mortgage, give me a call. Future Home Loans is one of Florida's fastest growing mortgage lenders. Are you active duty or a veteran? If so, Future Home Loans has some of the absolute best rates in the business. We're local, we are veteran owned and operated, and we put your future first. NMLS ID 1621953, equal housing lender. Visit future.loans for more information. Your future is bright.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not come right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 14333 Beach Boulevard, the corner of Beach and San Pablo. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
Snow, you're not. I'm gonna make this place your home.
And welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executives Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And here's a little tidbit for you. What type of plants repel mosquitoes? Mosquito repelling plants. Believe it or not, there's quite a few. And so I am going to be busy this Easter weekend planting away because even though I consider myself a Floridian, I think the mosquitoes still taste a little California in me because they do like me. And
because you're so sweet.
I am so sweet. But here's a couple things that you can plant, and you could, you know, put a couple pots of plants, you know, like at your entry of your home or by your slider. If you like me and like to sit outside, you might want to put a lot of plants out. So basil is one of them. Okay. So basil.
You can also eat that.
You can also eat that. Catnip. Of course, if you plant catnip out in your yard, just expect a lot of cats over.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be fun? floss flower. It's actually very pretty. It looks a lot like lavender. So it's called floss flower. Garlic. Of course, I think garlic deters everything.
Yeah, I was going to say garlic. We got a few garlic plants at our house.
Yes.
But the kids run them over and it stinks.
Go figure. The kids would do that. Exactly. Yeah. Lavender. And this is a perfect time to plant these things. So basil and lavender together in a pot would actually smell very nice. Lemon balm, lemongrass, a marigold, peppermint, rosemary, and sage, and mint.
Huh.
So a lot of these things you can use for food. So
plan a whole garden.
Yeah. So I'm going to be busy this weekend. You can go to your local Ace Hardware, Lowe's, Home Depot. There's all kinds of even small local businesses out here that would love to see us this weekend. So I'm going to be busy potting some plants that deter mosquitoes. And I think I'm going to do a lot of lavender and basil because that's a good combination. And plus they look pretty. That lavender always looks good and always smells great. And so I'm going to get my yard all situated with that.
Spring cleaning.
Yes. So we're talking about how hard it is right now to get an offer accepted. And the best thing I could tell you is you have to be patient. And you need an experienced realtor who's going to definitely walk you through the process. And this is when it's so important to do... as real estate agents, it's a little tidbit for us as agents, is right now with how crazy the market is, we should be doing buyer presentations. Now, we should be doing that all the time, and a lot of people wonder, well, what's a buyer presentation? Well, that's when we meet with you for the first time and we explain to you the buying process. So, yes, a lot of realtors will meet you at that first property, but most likely they're going to be setting up an appointment. And why is it so important to sit down with the agent and discuss the buying process? Because they're going to explain to you what the market is right now. And so they're going to let you know exactly if there's room to wiggle, if you can ask for closing costs, if you can't. They're going to explain exactly what the market is dictating right now. And what we can and cannot get away with. And right now it is tight. And so a lot of the offers getting written right now are basically that, they're putting like zero contingencies on there. They're removing the loan contingency, the appraisal contingency, and the inspection contingency. Now, having said that, I always recommend that you do some type of contingency on that inspection period. You do want a way out to save that binder, that deposit that you put down. And that deposit is normally going to be 1% of the purchase price. And right now, being that it's a tight market, a lot of people are definitely going up on that 1%. So, anywhere from 2 to 3%. Is probably
yes.
You're saying 5%.
I saw one was 5% that they countered to, and they're like,
yeah.
Let's see if they really want it.
Yeah, and you got to be careful because with having no contingencies, that means you're not going to get that back if you walk away from the deal.
It's a lot of money.
Yeah, it's a lot of money. 5% is a lot of money. So what I tell you is, let's, instead of doing a 10-day contingency or a 15-day contingency, let's do at least a 5 to 6 day contingency period. We can get that inspection done fairly quickly. I will call around until I get somebody that says yes, that they can do it the following day. And so we get on it right away. And so if we find out that the house has fallen apart, that you can back out of the deal and get that binder, your deposit back. And so what I will tell you is that being that it's tax season, a lot of people end up buying a home during this time of year because they wait for that, their deposit to come. I mean, not deposit,
tax
but
refund.
their tax refund to come back. So I would tell you, save money for that deposit, because right now you're going to, you need to put down a little more than that 1% to get offers through. Also, writing a letter. Don't you agree, Ryan, with this?
It works a lot.
Writing a personal letter to the seller. Now, it doesn't work for foreclosures. It doesn't work for short sales, because the bank is it's totally impersonal at that point. But when it's going to a seller and you're competing against a lot of other offers, write that personal letter. Let them know what this house means to you and your family. You know, introduce, stick a family picture with it. Make it personal. And so when they look at it and they see you with your kids and your dog, take a picture of everybody and you attach that letter with the contract. Believe it or not, I have won many deals with a lower price point and a great letter with my clients explaining how meaningful this home is to them.
Yeah, people buy on emotion. So if you can write that letter and you put the little family picture in there and you explain to them what this house is going to mean to you, that's going to strike an emotion with that buyer, and they're more likely to lean towards your offer there. And people love a good story. They love to say, hey, we sold our house to this family, and you know, she was a single mom and she had two kids, and she's going to be raising her kids in this house that we raised our kids in. Or this is, they just moved here and they got a big family and they got two dogs, and we had two dogs, and they want this backyard because their dog's going to run around.
Sure.
People like to buy from people that they like. So I always recommend that as well.
Yes, make it personal. And because it is. I mean, it really is. So
it's a big transaction. It's a big deal.
And you definitely have to pull all these cards.
And some.
And then some. Yes. And if you can waive the appraisal contingency, you have the money to do that, then my gosh, I'm all for it. If you don't do it. Because whatever you offer on that house, you best have the money for it.
Especially if you're offering over the price, which a lot of them are getting offered over the price. You know, I just got a contract earlier this week, and they offered $10,000 over the price of the home. And we had the conversation that, you know, depending on the appraisal, you know, this is $10,000 over, you know, there might be a difference that you might have to come out of pocket with. And they were perfectly fine, you know, putting an extra $10,000 down, because that's how bad they wanted the house.
So if you go over the purchase price, so on a $300,000 house, if you're deciding to pay $330,000 and it appraises for $300,000, you best have the $30,000 to bring in. Right? Because you can't get a loan for that portion.
Yeah, they only, on the lending side, they only lend up to whatever the purchase price is or the appraised value, whatever is lower. So if you agree to pay a purchase price and that sets the market price, but then the comparables in your area and the appraiser says that house is only worth $300,000, and that difference is back to you, the buyer, because you agreed to pay over the price of the home. So the highest one I've seen that went over was $58,000 over the listing price, and that was like, that's a lot of money.
Yes, I think my one in California was almost $60,000, if not $65,000 over.
That's normal for California. This is North Florida here. That's $58,000. That's a lot of house to go over on the price.
Yes. Well, I think $10,000 is probably as much as I would ever go.
Yeah.
You know, you got to make it up. And our market is so hot that you're going to make it up. In a short amount of time, you will make that up. Now, if you go too much over, I would say no, but $10,000-$20,000, that's no big deal. You'll get that back in no time. It'll be a short amount of time. Give us a call. If you have questions for us, we have a lender in the house, and I'll help you out with all those real estate questions here. 904-831-0600. That's 904-831-0600. We are talking about how to get your offer accepted in this crazy market. Tidbits about mosquitoes and plants. What do they have in common? We're going to talk a little bit about spring cleaning when we come back.
It's all right here on Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles, and Ryan Proffitt is here as well. So give us a call, 904-831-0600. Back in just a couple.
AM 600. 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Joe Biden wants $2.2 trillion to re-engineer America's infrastructure and expects the nation's corporations to pay for it. The Democratic president traveled to Pittsburgh on Wednesday to unveil what would be a hard-headed transformation of the U.S. economy. It includes $621 billion for roads, bridges, and transportation infrastructure. The plan would also move the country away from fossil fuels toward cleaner energy. It would be financed by raising the corporate tax rate from 21% to 28%, among other measures. And that could lead to fierce resistance from the business community and thwart attempts to work with Republican lawmakers. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 85 points, but the NASDAQ rose 201, the S&P 500 advancing by 14. More details at srnnews.com.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good day, I'm Adam Portman. Within days, any adult in Florida will be able to get a COVID jab, but some teenagers can start lining up for one now as well. St. Johns County officials are pre-registering people who are 16 and older for shots of the Pfizer vaccine. All those appointments will happen at the Calhoun Community Center in St. Augustine. At first, it was two people yelling at each other, but when it was over, a man was lying dead, having been killed by a police officer's bullet. Authorities arrived at the hotel on Youngerman Circle in Jacksonville yesterday and say that as they were trying to get the man in the argument out of there, he grabbed an officer's taser and used it on the officer. That officer then fired his weapon at the suspect. A man tried to convince a pregnant underage girl into having relations with him. It turns out he wasn't actually talking with a pregnant underage girl, but a federal agent working undercover. Yesterday, Sanjay Lama of Jacksonville was found guilty. The 32-year-old will be spending at least 10 years behind bars. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
There's some delays on the East Beltway because of an accident on 295 northbound at St. John's Bluff Road. Also, there's an accident in Clay County on Blanding Boulevard northbound at C.F. Johnson Road, blocking the right lane. And there's another accident, I-95 northbound between Butler Boulevard and Bowden Road. Mostly cloudy tonight. Expect a low 56. Thursday becoming sunny and windy with a high only 69.
Are you having difficulty paying your IRS personal or business taxes due to COVID-19? If you owe a tax debt, there has never been a better time than now to get a resolution. The IRS has rolled out historic tax debt removal guidelines under their Taxpayer Relief Initiative. This COVID-19 program provides opportunities to remove or lessen your tax burden that weren't previously available. The tax attorneys at J. David Tax Law are right here in Jacksonville and are experts at negotiating with the IRS. At J. David Tax Law, only highly experienced tax attorneys will represent you. Never trust your tax situation to anyone that's not local to you. We've helped thousands of Floridians to overcome IRS and sales tax debt. Let us help you. Call J. David Tax Law today for a no-cost consultation at 904-507-4777. That's 904-507-4777. Or go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
Colds, flu, and viruses equal germs and bacteria. Fight all of these with a Lampergé lamp, invented in 1898 specifically for use in hospitals to kill germs by purifying the air. Every doctor's office, daycare, and cancer center, wherever people gather, should be using a Lampergé lamp on a daily basis. Sprays and plug-ins are not the answer for killing germs. Lampergé is. Annabelle's of Orange Park is your most knowledgeable Lampergé dealer. Annabelle's, 904-272-5544.
Open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 5.
Hey, welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executives Oceanside or rapidfirerealestate.com. And we were just chatting about the type of plants that repel mosquitoes since we're entering that season. Mosquito-repelling plants. Basil. Bee balm. If you plant catnip, that's what we were cracking up about. It's like, that is cat dope. So you will definitely have the neighborhood cats over. So if you're a cat person, throw it out there. It is actually a very pretty, it has a purple flower on it. It's a gorgeous, but it does attract cats.
Yeah. So. And if your neighbor's not a cat person, then you should plant it too, because then it would be exciting for them.
Yeah, you can plant it in their flower bed. Oh my gosh. Floss flower. That's another really pretty lavender type flower. Garlic, mint, lavender, lemon balm, lemongrass, marigold, peppermint.
Mm.
I think I already said rosemary, sage, and a few others, but those are the main ones. So get busy this weekend. It's going to be nice. Next couple days are going to be pretty cool out there, isn't it?
Yeah, it's actually going to get a little cooler as we get into April here.
And chilly.
On Thursday night, I think it's going into Friday, we could be down to about 38.
Ooh.
And more of the same going into Saturday morning. But then it's
perfect.
Then it gets milder. It'll be probably in the 50s overnight going into Easter Sunday morning. So if you have one of those Easter sunrise services you might want to go to, it's not unusual here in North Florida that that happens to be a cool morning.
So but, this might be our last cold.
This will probably be it. Yes. I would imagine. I mean, it'd be kind of, after this, the sun is up too long now. It's getting longer and longer. The days are starting to rapidly expand.
It's definitely better than sweating. Going to those Easter egg hunts with the kids, and I'm just dripping sweat because it's 85 degrees outside. I'll take a little cool air.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It'll be back to about 80 by Tuesday.
Yes. So this is a perfect weekend to get out there and work out in the yard and make it fun. Get the kids out there. In fact, we mentioned this the other couple weeks ago, Ryan. You were not on the show, but I did mention your name because it's a perfect activity for the kids. Get some plants and plant a garden out back and put the kids out there and put them to work.
Yeah, my kids, they love to do the yard work. They get that from their mom, and we're always out there doing
not
it.
Not from so. You.
I don't mind doing yard work, cutting the grass and stuff, but like they like to like rake leaves and jump in them and play around and plant flowers and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know where that came from on my side, but but it's pretty.
Yeah, that's great. It's great to include the kids, and being that it's going to be cool this weekend, it's a perfect time to work on curb appeal, get those front door painted, those front doors.
Get all that pollen washed off, man. It seems like there's pollen everywhere from the rain and the wind. Everything looks yellow and orange.
Yeah, they should start doing a pollen storm. The last few springs, it's really been coming down more than I remember.
I don't remember as a kid walking to the end of the driveway and just being covered in pollen.
Yeah, it's kind of nuts.
It's crazy. Now, we're also talking about how do we get our offer accepted in this crazy market? And one of the things we were mentioning was getting that letter written and make it a little bit personal. Another thing that is a lot of realtors, of course, now they're probably using them, but on an average, they kind of forget about a form that we do have that you can fill out. Your real estate agent can fill this form out. And basically what it says is that you're willing to pay so many dollars over the asking price. So let's say that it's a $300,000 house and you're willing to pay $100 higher than the highest offer, not to exceed, and then you put the price on there. So if it's a $300,000 house, you might go, okay, I'm willing to, we know that it's really worth about $325,000 and that it's going to appraise for $320,000, between $325,000 and $330,000. So you might put that you're going to pay $100 over the highest offer, not exceeding $330,000. And that form works quite a bit. So make sure that your agent uses that as well. Now that we're in this market, probably a lot of them are using that, but I am surprised at how many do not use that form. And it's basically a checkbox, and you fill in, out a couple blanks, and you can get your offer accepted by using that form. And so pretty simple, pretty simple. What are some other ways that you're seeing, Ryan?
Well, I was going to say, I've seen that form a few times that's come over, and I'm like, well, how did they come up with this odd purchase price? And then you look down, they have the form, and it's like, this is what they agreed upon.
Right.
That they accepted. So I think that's definitely one. Writing the letters is big. I think that's definitely, I see that a lot as well. But yeah, those two are the major ones that I see coming over to try to win the offer. And then I do see people doing a lot of search. You know, we have this, the phone, and we have Google. So people do a lot of search on, you know, who the listing agent is, you know, who their friends are, who their Facebook friends, try to see if they have mutual friends. And hey, I'm trying to buy this house and you're friends with so-and-so. Can you call? It's like so many backdoor politics now because everybody can look stuff up. It's crazy.
It is amazing what you can find out on social media. Yeah. Of course, anybody can find out who owns a house by just looking it up. And and then you can go on social media. Yeah, do we have any mutual friends?
Yeah.
Oh, look it. There's Tommy.
Yep. So it looks like, we're already friends. So let me reach out to him. So, yeah, whatever it takes. I mean, if people are moving here at a rapid rate, the homes are priced really well. There's a lack of inventory. Like you said, less than 1,500 homes for sale. So it takes basically whatever you can come up with in this market to try to get an offer accepted. And I think you mentioned like 10 things already that you can do.
Yeah.
And sometimes that might not even be enough. But the first thing you said was patience. And that's what I try to tell
you. That is. And it's so hard. It's so hard for our buyers. And because it can be overwhelming right now. And so it's our job as agents to keep you calm and to keep you motivated. And because we've had some people that go, you know what, I'm just, you know, we've had four offers denied. You know, I'm just going
to
wait.
They get burned out. I've talked to people and they're like, hey, I'm just following up with you on your pre-approval. How's it going? Well, I made 8 offers. I didn't get anything, so I'm done. I'm like, well, that's not, you know, that's kind of like everybody in the market. You got to just be patient. You got to keep working at it.
Exactly. And it's really my job to reinforce with you that this is how it is. So you just got to be patient. You got to hang on because it is so worth the struggle right now versus waiting for interest to go up and pricing to go even higher. So you're going to get so much bang for your buck. And as the market slowly creeps up, you're going to have more money in your pocket in the long run. And it's so hard right now to encourage the sellers to put homes on the market.
Yeah, that's the hard part.
You know, because they're going, well, where are we going to go?
Can't even go anywhere to rent. I mean, there's no places to rent. People are like, well, sell my house and go rent for a year. I'm like, well,
not even, they don't have to rent a year. We'll find them a place to rent, you know, temporarily. We will find them a place. And there are quite a few places that that a lot of our new construction companies work with some of these apartment complexes that will place people there temporarily till their house closes on new construction. Because new construction right now is so backlogged that they've even closed their doors. Mm-hmm. They've literally have locked their front doors just so they can get up on get caught up on production. And being the fact that we're still technically in COVID, a lot of our, you know, we're starting to get the appliances back and different things. Windows is an issue though. Yeah. Windows have been hard, so some of the new construction companies haven't been able to close because they're still waiting on windows. Mm-hmm. And so it's a little bit frustrating. But again, if your real estate agent during that buyer presentation is telling you all this information ahead of time, you're not going to get surprises. And that's why it's important to meet with them in the office and have this discussion, because if you don't, it's going to be frustrating. And you're going to end up saying, forget it. I give up. I'm out. And then you're going to end up buying less of a home because interest has now increased. So we rather you take advantage of the opportunity to buy more of a home in this type of market. And I will meet with you and tell you exactly what to expect with new construction or a pre-owned home. And that's what you want. It's so important to have all the cards. We want to play the best card possible to get your offer accepted. And that's what we're all about at Realty Executives. Well, we've got so much more for you. So stay with us here on Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles.
Mm-hmm.
And you're listening to WBOB.
And if you have any questions, you can call Anita or talk to Brian. They'll be glad to ask
Answer your questions, whatever you have to ask, 904-831-0600. This is Rapid Fire Real Estate.
I'm Betty Layton, an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent with Realty Executives Oceanside, Jacksonville. The home buying process should be fun and exciting. Thinking about buying? I'll walk you through step-by-step for a successful, stress-free purchase. Thinking about selling? I'll provide you a comparable market analysis and guide you on how to prepare your home for sale. You can call me at 904-838-8743 or visit my website at bettylayton.net. Again, that's 904-838-8743. Let's do this together.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not come right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 14333 Beach Boulevard, the corner of Beach and San Pablo. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
Congratulations! You've worked very hard to get to this point in your career. You're setting goals, growing your network, and building your business. You're an entrepreneur. At Realty Executives, we're proud of our unique culture that is over 50 plus years in the making. Premium brand, productive agents, flexible income models, and our brand continues to develop and strengthen as the real estate industry evolves. Are you or your team looking to make a move? Join Realty Executives today. Experience the power of the brand. RealtyExecutives.com.
Hey, this is Chad Murphy with First Florida Financial, NMLS 392021. First Florida Financial offers a variety of loan programs to meet your needs to get you into your next home. With over 20 years experience, I make the process of securing a mortgage as simple and straightforward as possible by offering you the latest in financial tools to help enable you in making a sound financial choice. If you're looking for your next home, give me a call. Chad Murphy at 904-566-8825. That's 904-566-8825.
Need an honest guide through the real estate financing maze? Whether purchasing or refinancing, go with a licensed mortgage professional with your best interest in mind. Hi, I'm Carl Parnell with Homeowners Financial Group. To get in touch with me, visit my website at carlparnell.com. That's spelled CARLPARNELL.com. NMLS number 221959. Homeowners Financial Group USA, LLC. NMLS number 93718. MLD 1602. An equal housing lender.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now 268-8211 or visit us online at GoHomePro.com.
This is Ryan Proffitt with Future Home Loans, NMLS 22464. If you are shopping for a mortgage, give me a call. Future Home Loans is one of Florida's fastest growing mortgage lenders. We at Future Home Loans were recently recognized as being among the top 100 brokers in the United States. We have hundreds of options so you can leave the shopping to us. Are you active duty or a veteran? If so, Future Home Loans has some of the absolute best rates in the business. Want to know more? Give me a call. Ryan Proffitt at 904-887-7926 or visit us at future.loans. That's future.loans. We're local with over 500 five-star reviews. We are veteran-owned and operated, and we put your future first. NMLS ID 1621953. Equal housing lender. Visit future.loans for more information. That's future.loans. Your future is bright.
And we are back. Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. And we've got AJ in the house. And
glad to be here.
Yes, I'm Ryan Proffitt with two F's and two T's. Is our sponsor for today's show, which we appreciate. And we're talking about how to get our offer accepted in this crazy market. And we're talking about a buyer presentation. And at Realty Executives, we like to meet with our buyers and chat. And I know a lot of buyers are like, I just want to see the house. Well, in this market, it's so tight right now that it's important that you sit down with us. And we explain exactly what it is for you to expect in this marketplace, because if we don't do that, you're going to be extremely stressed, because it in a perfectly good market, it can be stressful for the buyers. And when you're competing in a multiple offer situation in just about every home that is listed, it's important that you know how we're going to put in the offer, how we're going to negotiate it, and what exactly we need to do. And when we meet, this meeting takes less than an hour, and we also get you pre-approved at that time if you haven't gotten yourself pre-approved. And, we tell you to bring your documents with you so we can scan them for you, and we send those over to we have several preferred lenders. We let you pick which ones you want to work with, and we get you pre-approved. What we want and why we want you to bring your documents with you is because we want to get you actually approved. And there's a few companies that are willing to do that, especially in this marketplace. And so you're going to get up to bat, and you're going to already be approved with your with your loan.
Now, they don't call that pre-approved anymore, or?
No, a pre-approval is, you talk to the lender for 15 minutes. He really hasn't ran your credit, but he knows how much you make for the year.
Right.
He has a general idea of what your debt to income ratio is. An approval is when they're actually sending all the documents and everything to the underwriter, and they're getting you approved
for a certain. They're locking that approval in.
They are.
So a pre-approval is just kind of a ballpark, it sounds like.
It is. And in our contract, we have so many days to actually get you approved. So
right.
In this case, we're doing that ahead of time. So when you're going up to bat, you're going to, we want you to hit that home run and get that offer, accepted. And part of that is getting you an approval letter from the start. So we can do that at that buyer presentation. When you meet with me, we will sit down and we will get you, we'll start that process with the lender.
Now, is that before you show the home?
No, we'll go and look, because it might take a couple days.
Because they want to know if they're even interested, obviously.
Yes. So. They're going to let me know that they're pre-approved.
Right.
Okay. And that's when we start looking. But we want them approved as soon as possible. And so once we get those documents over to them and they get it to the underwriter, if it's early in the day, they can get it over to the underwriter. It might take a day or two to get them an actual approval, but it's so much better. Again, it gives us an extra card to play that we're here. We have a letter.
It's so personal competitive letter. Now, right? Very competitive.
It's very competitive. So we want to get that personal letter attached with the offer. We want instead of a pre-approval, we want to say we have an approval letter from the lender saying that they definitely qualify for this home. And
that helps.
Correct. And then, if there's some contingencies that we can lessen the time, then that's great. Or if you're willing to waive them all, then we can waive the contingencies. I always recommend that we just, we can do 3 days, 5, 6 days. We can cut them in half. I still like to be a little safe and give you a few days in case you do need to back out of the deal. There might be something in that inspection that you're just not happy with. I can say it doesn't happen very often, but you don't want to lose your deposit funds.
Yeah, that's never a pleasant experience.
That never is. Some people don't mind,
Well, yeah. And I guess now with so many bids on the properties, even though you have less inventory, it's kind of busier to buy, isn't it? I mean, I'd imagine. Mm-hmm. If you have 20 people trying to get a home, you've got to be solid, because the owner's got to decide ultimately who gets the house.
And so if you have five offers you're looking at, three out of the five have a pre-approval and two have an approval, well, they're going to end up going with one of the two.
Right. So that kind of puts the other guys out of the running.
It does. Yeah. So you got to play all the cards. And right now, it is competitive. It could be stressful. But again, if you meet with your agent ahead of time and they explain the process to you, they explain, okay, this is what to expect. It's the same way with new construction. New construction has a different set of stressors. It's, okay, when are they actually going to start the construction? Because they might not have the windows in.
You were talking about that earlier. There's like a shortage of windows where
there
it's
is.
Harder to get them on time?
There is. E-Town had a bunch of them
we don't need windows.
For a while there was the appliances. And unfortunately, you can close without appliances.
Right.
Except for VA. VA requires a stove.
Right.
But
you have to have a stove, but not a refrigerator.
I know. That's
weird. Kind of weird. Yeah.
Isn't it? It is weird. But they were having that problem for a little bit. But now, because I've been looking for appliances, I'm going to buy all new. Mm-hmm. And so they're kind of back in the market. Not all of them. They're back somewhat available.
Just can't get any Lysol.
You know what? I left everything at home. I actually found a bottle of Lysol.
You'd probably make a big profit on eBay. You
know? I know. I should put it out there, but I wouldn't do that. But I did forget to bring it in the office today. So,
a year after the pandemic started, it's still tough to find Lysol.
It is still tough.
You know,
I was
cat
shocked.
Food is disappearing from the stores. I don't know what that is.
I don't know. And they mentioned that we're going to have another shortage because of that that ship that's blocking
the
canal.
Course, it didn't. Luckily, they got it freed, but it still created quite a stoppage.
Yeah. So it's interesting.
With hundreds of ships backed up.
It's interesting that, you know, just something like that can cause a backup.
Yeah, there's no redundancy there. Just you have to go around Africa if you can't do the Suez.
Yes, for sure. So, very important information. If you are too embarrassed to call into the show, you can always call me after the show at 904-290-1552. That's 290-1552. I'll be more than happy to answer your questions. Be more than happy to meet with you either at the office via Zoom or over a cup of coffee and answer your real estate questions that you may have. And because this is the time to ask. This is the time to ask. And that's what we're here for. Realty Executives has been in business for over 50 years.
Over 50. Yeah.
And we are all over the United States, and we also are an international company. So we have quite the reputation. Our home base is in Arizona.
Yeah, Arizona.
And it's the same company I work with out in California. I work with Realty Executives Premier with Barbara Kerr out in Fullerton, California.
Mm-hmm.
They're in SoCal. And so when I came here, I knew eventually I would open an office here. So I have
We're glad you got here.
I know.
And you found some good real estate action here in North Florida.
I have. It's exciting. So give me a call, 904-290-1552. I'll be more than happy to help you. And if you mention the show, I'll give you a discount on commission for the sellers.
Just mention Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles.
That's right.
Just look her up.
We'll see you next week.
Yeah. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
And like your ex-governor said,
I'll be back.